out. Thank you.
I'm Ines. Can you hear me now? I'm from Uruguay, but I live in Argentina. I will speak Italian, and therefore forgive me if I make mistakes. So, and I will talk about the development of the self through the gift of the self and mutual recognition from an Italian perspective. Because I studied in Argentina, but this Italian author, Guidano, is from Rome. He was from Rome, actually. So there are some specific, some jargon, but I think we can understand each other. I will read my text. So, first of all, main points, I'll give a sort of introduction first. Then I'll talk about the concept of identity according to the post-rationalist cognitive theory, then the different forms of recognition, and what is the recognition that is needed to be a gift, and then what type of person is giving himself as a gift. So human identity is complex, and it is linked to the subject, but also to the context, and it is always evolving according to this theory. In fact, it develops along a lifespan, but it always has a sort of a core, a center, an aggregative core that remains the same, and this assures the continuity of the person, so a person can recognize himself and is recognized by the other. So the constitution of the other and the constitution of the self, from a phenomenological perspective, are two sides of the same coin, which is, or a process, which is at the origin of subjectivity. So the community becomes the horizon of answer for a fundamental need of the individual, that is, the need for recognition. To have an identity, in fact, means not only to recognize yourself in the actions you make, in the things you do, or in the image we have of ourselves, but also to be recognized in a social world. So, recognition, self-esteem are the results of this dual movement. The movement that is static of the self towards the other in the form of care movement through the recognition of. Therefore, we can say that from this post-rationalist perspective, getting to the idea of the constitution of the self with identity, which is not thought in terms of the sameness, which is what remains constant in the individual, the thing that doesn't change over time, but also of the selfhood, that is, that identity that can remain the self, but through the changes that will intervene through a relationship with others. But I will explain this, don't worry. So how can we combine these two things? So the sameness and the selfhood, they can be combined through a dimension, which is the narrative identity, that is, through the narrations of the person. Therefore, the recognition of the self is accompanied. I forgot a sameness which can combined with a selfhood which can alpha, but with the variance coming from what is given back to us from others. So how combine these two things through the narrative identity? That is the ability, or it is possible to put together these two dimensions of identity. The recognition of the self through the self that must be accompanied by the recognition of the other, so that you get to recognition as a mutual act. So the idea of identity passes through the experience of recognition and also through the gift. The real emblem of mutual recognition is the gift, which highlights the relational structure of the subject. Now we are going to elaborate on this. From the post-rational cognitive approach, we have these two dimensions. The personal identity corresponds to a process that takes form in mutual relationship. So the fact that we experience our life and the constant recomposition of meanings. And they both have to do with otherness. On the one side, the conscious perception of one's continuity, which is the sameness, which is independent of what is happening, contingent situations. On the other, the immediate conscience of one's happening circumstances, which is the selfhood. For instance, I have a certain notion of who I am, of myself. Then my husband arrives and he tells me, oh, you've forgotten to bring children to school once again. So this is a situation, a contingent situation, which has to do with the selfhood, but at the same time, it has to do with the identity, with who I am. Because at that time, what the other person is returning, is giving back of myself, is affecting what I think of myself. Do you understand? Is it clear? So already at the beginning of life, the relation of affection corresponds to the organization of the emotional context, sphere. These two dimensions are related in a different way according to the phase of life of the person. In the case of the sameness, we have preset models or that have sedimented through development, through the reciprocity with the significant otherness. In the case of the selfhood, there are momentarily situations linked to events. But to define the orientation, that is the development of this relationship between the sameness and the self, we have a balanced relationship, a solid ground. So the sameness and the selfhood, according to the proximity. I explain this concept better. Children who receive a consistent answer of affection that is predictable, they will develop the capability to discriminate the inner emotional flow and therefore their experience from that of others, thus establishing a strong demarcation. In the changes of daily life, they will tend to keep the sense of permanence of the self, that is the sameness, through focusing on their inner status. By contrast, the children who receive ambiguous or variable answers will find it difficult to differentiate emotions and to set boundaries between the self and the other. Therefore, their identity will develop on the selfhood. Since these children have difficulty in recognizing their inner states, they will develop some cognitive resources. to help themselves. Therefore, they will have as a sort of radar, they will be able to sense external signals and they will model their feelings on them. They are the so-called outward children, as Arcero defined them. So they guess what the other needs, but they are not making their choices. So they make choices starting from the other. Vittorio Guidano would say that the personal meaning is an activity that since the beginning of development corresponds to the sequentialization of significant events. That is, you see life in terms of images and scenes. That is, you interpret your life, giving it a narrative plot, which will become your story. So we can say that there is always the concept of us, that is, reciprocity has always been a part of growth of humans. So in this way, we compone and we recompose our identity, type of recognition that we need in order to arrive to reciprocity and to mutual reciprocity, which is the real gift. The other, as a co-productor of my identity, if he doesn't respect freedom and the diversity of others, might even become a threat for my survival and for my subjectivity. The psychopathologies deriving from a badly perceived reciprocity show how important it is to understand the meaning of reciprocity and of recognition. Therefore, apart from the social expression of recognition, it's the affirmation of dignity of the person to be at stake. So in this sense, we might have three types of situations, three forms of recognition, when the other is considered as a thing, as an object, when it is considered as a thing, but also as a subject, and when the other is considered as the generator of a unique dimension. So the first, when the other is considered ontically, that is an object in objective terms, then the other is deprived of interiority as were something to manipulate according to your own ends. So you're not trying to encounter with their inner world. So their actions are not compatible if they're not compatible with our ends. Within certain limits, it is possible to re-educate that person and replace it by a more efficient tool. The form of recognition of the person as an object, number two, gives us the fact that another experience of the other is when the other is ontically recognized as a person. However, expect to know the reasons, the intentions, and the motivations, the motives of the other, and we affirm our superiority over the other. So the other is redefined according to what is considered to be better, appropriate for the other. This might be masked by professional duty. Then there is another way to conceive the other as a generator of a unique dimension. It is to experience the other as a person, to listen to the other person, meaning that we have to rebuild and quest ourselves the other. We have to put us in the sleeves of the other. And I recognize the other unique, I develop my identity in a different way, and I renew my and on the process reciprocity, which is typical of choice according to one's convictions. So being a gift is the gesture of a person as being other. The subject can thus affirm himself as an autonomous subject in dependence, opposed to the idea of a self-sufficient person. As Jean Marion tells us, man receives the gift as such by accepting the act of giving, that is, giving himself in turn. Otherwise, it's not a gift. So receiving a gift and giving a gift are confounded in just one operation. Only the gift of the gift can receive. So only if I give a gift, because there is no interest at stake. And if the gift doesn't receive the gift, we are destroying the gift, or we are taking hold of it, becomes a mere possession. The person who gives recognizes the other, but in turn recognizes himself, thus reaffirming his true identity in the ang. As Chiara Lubich says, the dying of the self in the other, because the other is the place where the self dies in the brother and fulfills self. So we can say that the term self means being accountable of all giving, the freedom. Thank you very much.